This is Dr. Holly Lucille's Mindful Medicine. Here's Dr. Holly Lucille.
Hello, mindful listeners. Thank you so much for spending part of your day with us. Well, guess what we're talking about today? It is so appropriate because it is, I know if you're listening to this at another time, maybe it doesn't apply to you, but it is the first of a new year, not the first exactly, but the first part of a new year, where a lot of those marketing slogans like new year, new you are going on and the ads are popping up and the gyms are getting full and everybody's got those resolutions that they're going to try to accomplish. And I've got somebody who just wrote an incredible new book. It's right here in front of me. It's called The Metabolic Makeover, 8 Weeks to Your Macro Mastery. This is a book written by Tiffany Breeding, aka Dr. Tiff. She earned her master's in kinesiology and performance psychology and her PhD in health and human services. Sorry, human performance. So a perfect person to talk about this particular metabolic makeover. She also is a certified strength and conditioning specialist and fitness nutrition specialist. Dr. Tiffany Breeding, welcome to the show and congratulations on such a great book.
Thanks so much, and so much for having me as well. I'm excited to get to chat with you about it.
Okay, so, you know, yes, I'm excited too, and I got to tell you, I'm amazed at how much information there is out there on how to increase your metabolism, how to lose weight, and boy, oh boy, I love it. The thing that I don't like is that when I look at the numbers, when I look at the stats, and when I see in my clinical practice those numbers not changing for folks, that's what I don't like. So my first question for you is, what makes your approach different from perhaps other things that we've seen, the fad, the quick fix diet plans, et cetera?
Well, I think you hit the nail on the head. I think that first of all, people get so overwhelmed with the amount of information that's out there. It's almost like I call it paralysis by analysis, right? You just sit there and you read, sure, and one day this is good, low carb one day, no carb the next day, eat carbs next week. So I think that, you know, to try to do it yourself is really tough. So to have some support around it, and I think that's one thing that I really hone in on, is it's about accountability and support as much as it is information. You know, you have to have somebody that is helping you to stay mindful, and, you know, the emotional side of any kind of behavior change, especially when it comes to your body and weight loss and weight management. So I think for me, my approach is more than just information, but it also provides some level of education and accountability and support that hopefully will help people stick to it a little bit more than the traditional approach.
That's great. And, you know, your book, I have to tell listeners, it's about 100 and, well, altogether, it's about 160 pages long, which is, it's really nice. It's a very easy read. It is very guided, and you do feel very supported in it, and it's very informative as well. You make it seem really easy, which I know folks appreciate quite a bit. So how did you end up getting into the nutrition and fitness industry? What's your journey been like?
Sure. Well, you know, I grew up an athlete, so for me, it was just always a passion about, you know, how do I fuel my body? How do I stay on top of my game from a performance standpoint? And then as I got further into my own professional aspirations and career, you know, it's, you always want to do things in your life that you're passionate about. So, you know, how do you take that passion of fitness and nutrition and healthy living and really bring it into a career aspiration? And so that's kind of my process of going into the performance psychology piece, where I started out working mostly with athletes. So I was working with Division I and professional athletes on the mental aspect of performance, transitioned that into more of sort of a corporate wellness, where that's where the nutrition piece kind of came a little bit more to light, because that is a challenge for a lot of professionals of how to eat healthy on the go and eat healthy at work and prepare and not be taking, you know, getting takeout every day for lunch. So it kind of morphed from sport to wellness and now to just some more individualized coaching.
That's great. I always love when authors and experts basically flower out of their own roots and out of their own experience and out of their own journey, because it feels like their work is so compelling and you really do reach so many people and make such a difference. So I really appreciate that.
Thanks. Yeah. It makes it fun. You know, when you can do things you enjoy, which I'm sure you feel the same way, you know, whatever brought you to your point now, it's like if you can get up every day and be passionate about what you're talking about and what you're inspiring people to do, it definitely feeds the client as well, because they can feel that from you.
100%. Yeah. So, you know, name of the show, The Metabolic Makeover, and your book, 8 Weeks to a Macro Mastery. Let's get into that a little bit, into the weeds with all of that, because it's so cute. I don't mean to say cute in any disparaging way whatsoever, but I had a very good friend of mine. She's a doctor herself. She's a pharmacist. She's a PharmD, and she always talks to me about her challenges with food and with weight loss and with weight gain. And I think she's tried seriously. I mean, we almost make fun of our lunches anymore because I know the conversation is going to happen. And I just, you know, I kind of hang in there with her and I talk her through things. But
Waiting for the moment.
it's like anywhere from, you know, she really has. She's on keto right now, I would say. But she asked me this really interesting question, which I took for granted. And she said, "What are macros?" And I took it for granted because I guess I think that people know what macros are. But let's get started and just talk about that. What are macros?
Sure. So macros, and it is, you're right, it's kind of become a buzzword and you just assume everybody knows what a macro is, but we probably shouldn't. So macronutrients are the three main sources of fuel that all foods are made up of. So obviously food is a source of energy. So carbohydrate, fat, and protein are the three macronutrients that make up the majority of any food source that you eat. And then, of course, you've got the micro, which is the vitamins, the minerals, the water content. So when we talk about understanding macros, it's about how to understand the benefit of carbohydrate, fat, and protein when you're choosing foods and planning out your day in terms of your nutritional needs.
Yeah, okay. So, and there are some calculations and all of that stuff that we're going to get into. So also in your book, you talk about the difference between fat loss and weight loss. What is the difference between the two, and how can, you know, readers approach each one of them?
Mm. So, you know, I think when you look at a lot of these more medically oriented weight loss programs, or you look at these reality shows where people are losing significant amounts of weight and they're weighing in every week to show progress, what we're not looking at is where is that weight coming from? You know, you have lean mass on your body, like muscle tissue and bone and organs and water weight, and then you have body fat storage. And when we're looking at losing weight, we really want to target the body fat. We need some level of body fat, but for most of us, we have a little bit of extra to get rid of. So we really want to target losing the body fat, because the lean mass is our metabolism. The lean mass, the muscle, the organs, the fat-free mass on our body, that's what's driving your body's ability to burn fuel and to burn calories. So if we lose weight but we lose muscle, or we lose lean mass in excess, then we're actually going to set ourselves up for long-term struggle to keep it off. So when we talk about the difference between just stepping on a bathroom scale and saying, oh, I lost weight, and looking at the body composition, which is your muscle and fat ratio, that's where the difference comes in. We want to maximize that muscle to fat ratio and really just try to target fat loss when we're losing weight.
Yeah, that's such an important distinction. And I know there was one show that I'm glad is not showing anymore, because I think that it was entertaining, yes, and you got involved in the characters, yes, but I think the fact that it's so unrealistic when it comes to our everyday ventures and being healthy, when it comes to being at an ideal and appropriate weight for longevity and for wellness, it was not hitting the mark whatsoever.
Mm-hmm. Sure. And you see the weight regain, you know, and I think that's what I really try to avoid. I always joke, I say, I don't want repeat customers, you know. It's great from a business standpoint, but for me, ethically, and knowing that I've done my job, you know, I don't want people to have to come back and see me. I want them to figure out how to do this long term. And that's the difference
I say,
to
you
me
know,
between.
Yeah. Go ahead. You can finish. Sorry.
Oh, no. I was going to just say that's the difference for me between the fat loss and the weight loss. You know, if we can maximize the process and really hone in on what's sustainable and what's a healthy progression and trajectory of it versus, hey, let's just get this off in 30 days and then what do I do for the rest of my life? You know, that's a big difference for me.
Yeah. You know, I call it an occupational hazard. I really do. Like, cause my job as well is to get people not to need me. That is just my sole job. I don't, you know,
right.
it is, it's like, I have these lovely people that come into my practice and we work together, but I work to help their bodies do exactly what it was meant to do, which is heal itself. And when that process gets unblocked and starts on its own, like I'm like, okay, see you, you know, I'm here if you need me. And then it is an occupational hazard because I don't get to see them anymore, but it is definitely my goal.
More with Dr. Holly Lucille coming up, but first I want to tell you about AnxioCom from Terry Naturally Vitamins. Terry Naturally specializes in bringing European-tested, unique natural medicines and proprietary custom formulations to the American consumer. So let me ask you this. Do you feel overwhelmed and anxious from time to time? I know it. We all do, but I've got something you're going to like. It's called AnxioCom, a supplement from Terry Naturally Vitamins. AnxioCom is clinically studied to quiet your nerves and relieve your occasional anxiety. It enhances restful sleep, promotes mental health and emotional well-being. It's perfect for everyday use or occasionally when you need extra support. AnxioCom is non-drowsy, non-addictive, and safe. It provides relief when you need it without drowsiness or mental fog. So go to TerryNaturallyVitamins.com and enter promo code STRESS to get $7 off your box of AnxioCom. That's TerryNaturallyVitamins.com and enter promo code STRESS to get $7 off your box of AnxioCom. Now back to the Dr. Holly Lucille Show.
Another thing that you talk about in your book, which I'm really interested in this response from you, is metabolic damage. Because I think that I see this all the time, but what is it? Is it real?
So I don't love the word metabolic damage, and I think I go into the discrepancies in that verbiage in the book, and you know that's what a lot of people in the industry call it, and I think it makes it sound like it's irreversible, you know, versus metabolic adaptation or suppression, which is real. And research will support that the longer you're in a calorie deficit, whether it's on purpose or because you are sick and you can't fuel at the level you need to, or you're in a scenario where you're being denied food for any number of reasons, then your metabolism will downregulate because its job is to help you survive. So it wants to conserve energy. If you're not getting energy through food, it's going to start to suppress and to adapt to the amount of energy that you are getting so that it can survive on less and less. So as we diet or as we restrict calories, your metabolism does become suppressed or adapt the same it would if you overate. As you start to eat more, it will start to adapt to more food. And so the goal is that you introduce or remove food in a slow enough way that your metabolism can adapt along with it so that you're not either overeating for your metabolic capacity or in some levels you're undereating and losing too much too quickly. So while I don't know that I would call it damage as much as just adaptation or suppression, it is a real thing, and that is part of the reason you see that weight regain if people don't bring their metabolism back to maintenance. And again, you go in this very low-calorie, cutthroat, restrictive diet, and you lose all this weight, and then you say, okay, I'm good, and you start eating back at maintenance-level calories before you let your metabolism respond and adapt. You're going to end up regaining more quickly and end up storing more body fat than you initially lost. And that's that yo-yo diet we try to avoid.
Yeah. So I've seen that over and over and over again. And then the net, you know, the net gain is just more weight, you know,
and not the right kind of weight, right?
Exactly. No, it's more weight gain. Yeah, of course. And it's not the right kind of weight gain at all. You know, I see it all the time, and I think that one of the most important things for folks, and to your point, because I know that you take care of not only physically the metabolic sort of reset, et cetera, but also I think when that yo-yo dieting happens, that their spirits just start to get so dampened that it is almost as, I think, devastating and dangerous for their health as maybe the extra weight that they're carrying.
Oh, for sure. I mean, the emotions around all this, the, you know, the successes and the struggles, there's ups and downs, and, you know, your emotions are all over the place. And so you're right, when you do finally feel like you've hit a stride and overcome an obstacle or a landmine and then see a backslide, you know, it's super hard. But I always say, you know, you can't have a comeback without a setback. So, you know, that's always a positive way to look at it, you know, that you have to have an opportunity to come back. And so we just have to deal with those as they come.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, I think with your book, I love all, some of the things that you, the accountability stuff, the interactive stuff that you have, being able to help people actually calculate their macros and just chart them and actually be accountable for them is so important, because I've seen people just do that willy-nilly thing, right? Where, whether it's the HCG diet, where it's like, okay, I can just count my calories no matter what, doesn't understand any nutritional value of anything, and either take a homeopathic or an injection. And I have not ever seen in my clinical experience one of those particular scenarios be sustainable as far as what the goals were.
Oh, for sure. You know, and I think that that's the thing, and that's where, for my approach, like I said, the education of teaching someone how to understand why they're eating the way that I'm suggesting that they eat and the proportions and the amounts, and how to adapt that as their body changes, as their exercise regimen changes. You know, I have clients that we may be 6 weeks into a 12-week session and they decide to train for a half marathon. You know, so their food intake is going to change. How do you change? How do you adapt as your life shifts, or maybe you get injured in the midst of a training cycle and you're not exercising as much, so you don't need to be fueling at the same level. And so, you know, being able to give them ownership in the process, and through, whether it's through the book or through coaching with me personally, that I don't just give them the answers to the test. You know, I get that question, can you just tell me what to eat? No, I won't do it, because then you're going to get sick of it at some point and you're not going to know how to adjust. Let's talk about partnering in this and saying, okay, what are foods you enjoy, you have access to, that are going to work for your family? And then let's figure out how to make those work within the parameters of your goals. And so that has to be a partnership for sure.
Yeah. So, you know, this book, and like I said, it's got a lovely picture of you on the front, very lean, made over. Your metabolism looks like it's up to speed with your macros. That is for sure. You got this great education behind you to put. And I hear that you actually manage a studio with your husband. How is that?
You know, it's always, it's fun when you can be business partners with somebody that you respect and that you have, you know, some common passions with, and you can have some time to spend working together and being together. So it's, you know, it's a challenge always, but, you know, I think to be able to do it is a blessing as well. So, but I do get that question a lot.
Yeah, I know that it's either, you know, it's like couples that play together, stay together, or I don't know, work together. You can fill in that blank. It's like it's one or the other for sure.
Right.
Okay, so with this book, folks can find it where? It's called The Metabolic Makeover, 8 Weeks to Macro Mastery. And as you and I both said, that maybe people don't understand what macros are. And if you can understand and get those right portions and also proportions, and then having the other resources that you offer in the book, you can really set your metabolism on fire. But beyond the book, so where can they find the book?
So first of all, they can go to my website. It's workwithdrtiff.com, and it's got links there to Amazon or iBooks, however you'd like to purchase there, or you can just even go to Amazon and check it out by just searching the metabolic makeover, and those would be your best two options to take a peek at it. It's got a Kindle or a paperback version if you're old school like I am. So,
yeah, I love that because you can always make notes and stuff like that. So beyond the book, seriously, because as I said, it's very interactive. You can write things down and make lists, and I've earmarked mine, and it's been very helpful. What do you suggest, though, for folks that want to take the next step, that finish the book and they want to continue?
Sure. Well, you know, obviously having a coach to support you, whether it's somebody that you know and respect in your area or that you can reach out to, but they can also contact me. There's an opportunity on the website where they can just get on a 15-minute phone call for free. I never want to have anybody buy or sign up for anything until they feel good about the relationship. But I work with people all over the country, so I would love for them to just pop on my website and drop me a line, and let's just jump on a phone call real quick. But I think that just having that ongoing support outside of yourself, and obviously having people in your life to support you, but just needing that little bit of extra accountability is always just a great way to stay on track. So,
100%. I think with people, they can run, but they cannot hide if they are working with somebody like you.
Right. That's right. And I do not let you hide, so prepare.
We are such creative and sort of interesting creatures when it comes to sabotage and self-sabotage. And even though we want it really, really badly, sometimes we can duck and weave, even if it's us who ends up kind of getting hurt in the end. So having a coach and an accountability person like you makes all the difference in the world. So Dr. Tiff, thank you so much. Once again, readers, well, you're going to be reading, hopefully, if you pick up this book, listeners.
You better, yeah.
Yeah, The Metabolic Makeover, 8 Weeks to a Macro Mastery. Tiffany Breeding, and once again, you can actually understand more about the book, and if you want to have that more than hand-holding, that accountability, and level up to the next level, workwithdrtiff.com. All right, mindful listeners, thanks so much for your time. We'll see you next time.